Item number three is the purchase of service agreements recommendation.
Amy and Mike. Amy and Brian.
Yes, good afternoon again. I will jump in right here as we have a few youth contracts. So Wisconsin Community Services is in the amount of $150,000. This is additional funding that we received from the state to sustain our youth crisis stabilization placement and be able to keep the staffing in the unit operational. This was some costs that were above what our initial grant funding was, and we were able to work with the state to cover those costs. So this is additional funding that we recently received to maintain that. And that looks like that's all we got in there.
Is there's some additional purchase of service contracts that seem to be attached here in this item as well. Hope House, Milwaukee Women's Recovery Service. Amy, are you speaking to that?
Yes. So these are our 2022 contracts that we're requesting to. And the majority of the adult ones are due to, again, the supplemental block grants that we receive for substance abuse services. Our first one is $110,000 to go into an agreement with Hope House as a fiscal agent. We will then distribute those funds to various entities to do SUD prevention services. About $600,000 will be in primary prevention. And then the remaining funds will be a secondary, tertiary prevention, wellness, and also helping people connect to substance use disorder and behavioral health resources that they may need. And we will run that campaign through March 14th of 2022, which is the date that the funding goes through. The next is also from those supplemental block grant dollars. One of our areas of focus is for women with those block grant dollars. And so Milwaukee Women's Recovery Services Incorporated, which is a new company with a vendor that we have a longstanding relationship with, will be looking to create a new women's residential facility here in Milwaukee. Most likely it will be located on the north side of Milwaukee to serve women. And so the $230,000 is to help with startup costs for that new facility. The next one is $162,000 for Oxford House Incorporated. This is additional funding with these block grant dollars for Oxford House to continue to expand here in Milwaukee, specifically at least two of those homes to be for women and or women and families. And this will pay for this covers for an additional two staff members that continue to create and make Oxford Houses, which have shown to be so successful here in Milwaukee. And the final one is moving the Vital Voices for Mental Health contract for $110,000 from fever service to purchase of service for the MISUP data that they collect for our comprehensive community services. Then also GIPR data, which is a requirement of many of our SAMHSA grants. And so some of the work that Vital Voice does to collect that GIPR data for our grant requirements.
So very good. Do we have a motion to approve?
Well, there's a few more.
Oh,
okay. Some of the youth service ones, Brian.
Yeah, sorry.
Very good.
2022. Sorry, I originally didn't turn the page to see that we also had 2022s in there, so that was my fault, and Amy picked that up. But continuing on with the 2022 awards for youth services, again, we received supplemental block grant dollars and were able to start a moving forward on a girls youth crisis stabilization with Ladd Lake. We will be operating a 4-6 bed crisis respite stabilization unit for girls in the amount of startup amount of $315,000 for that project. Also within that supplemental Block grant, we received $111,000 for an expansion of our Owens Place Drop-In Resource Center, which will be looking to expand to the south side of Milwaukee. We currently operate one on 49th and Fond du Lac, and we're hoping to be able to provide the same additional drop-in resource center services on the south side of Milwaukee. We've been operating under St. Charles Youth and Family Services. WellPoint Care Network is coming to you for $1.8 million. That includes their services for care coordination and other things that fall under the purchase of service for WellPoint, which used to be, which was the name change for St. A. Moving forward. And then again, another supplemental payment for Wisconsin Community Services to also of $47,000, which was an additional funding for the Youth Crisis Stabilization Center that WCS operates for boys in our community.
Very good.
That is there.
So, very good. Do we have a motion to approve? Mary approves. Do we have a second? John seconds. Discussion. I have a lingering concern that goes back many years, of course. What it's on your minds as well, I'm sure, and that is that with all these transitions, we keep in the forefront, increasing our investment in community services. Do we have a report somewhere that is able to demonstrate that these increases in community services are indeed occurring? Less investment in institutional care and more investment in community care. I know it's happening, but have we made it visible enough to the community that has been that voicing that concern?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so, and I believe many opportunities typically in our budget presentations and our statewide efficiencies report, we do always take great pains to stress, for instance, in the 2022 budget, there's a $60 million increase in projected services delivered through the CCS program, Comprehensive Community Services Program. We talked about programs like our assertive community treatment, assisted outpatient treatment team, and then just the substantial growth in the crisis service, for instance. There are 15 new positions in the crisis mobile system projected for next year. All of those things do represent expansions in those key community services, really building on that historical success that was driven from the HSRI reports going back to like 2008. I mean, that's those data charts. And as we sort of pitched the Mental Health Emergency Center and all the associated supportive crisis interventions, all of those things represent that shift, and I believe crystallized the success of that shift as well.
And again, I haven't heard that concern voiced recently, but that doesn't mean it's not satisfied, and it's probably in our interest to voice that loud and clear.
And yeah, point taken. And I do. Again, this is always my, when I try to have the opportunity, I always sort of talk about this, but even if you just look at our basic budgets, in 5 years, I want to say we went from about $196 million budget or so, right around $200,000 to, what is it, $246 million, and we reduced the hospital expenditures to zero in this year's budget as of June. So we continue to expand our budget and our footprint. All of the growth are community-based services. And that funding, when you look at we should do this, and maybe that's to get to your question, by the end of 2022, really show how significantly that shift has happened, both on the financial side just and the numbers served side. I think that's probably the best way to really show and celebrate our success, and we'll be happy to do that sometime this year.
Yes, Mary.
Yeah, I agree, and I think what we can do is, for the quality committee, we get the metrics as to how things have changed and expanded relative to programming for CCS and things of that nature, the metrics through the community-based services. And I think if we look at getting the programmatic numbers as well as to the relative expenditures, that would be a good comparison as well. And I think that's what Mike was mentioning right there. And looking at the parallels as to the expansion of the dollars and the numbers of individuals involved and the shift in the programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to overamp on this. I just think it's something short of a neon sign outside of BHD headquarters on the one hand, and numbers hidden in the financial report on the other. Somewhere in the middle is a solution that satisfies the concern. So it's just a little thing, but probably important to make the community aware that this shift is continuing and accelerating. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstaining? Unanimous. Jody?